Speaker!
Order, order.
An extraordinary week in the House, with MPs returning from a week's adjournment on Tuesday to question times dominated by claims of an economy in crisis, the spotlight falling on the two smallest parties, ACT and United Future, on Wednesday, when their leaders played critical roles on Members' Day. And on Thursday, the government calling time on its coal mine, Solid Energy, before scoring a parliamentary first when the Prime Minister, John Key, tried to join in the debate on the third and final reading of the New Zealand flag referendums bill via Twitter, attracting a scathing response from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
Mr Speaker, I'm an old-fashioned parliamentarian, and I think the role of the Prime Minister is to stand up in this Parliament and to state his views. Mr Speaker, I was waiting for the Prime Minister to give his views as part of this debate, and what did I see? What did I see? He decided to contribute to this debate in this House by way of Twitter. He would not stand up on his hind legs in this Parliament and give his views. And Mr Speaker, for a Prime Minister of a country with a pet project, that shows to me a lack of commitment to a parliamentary democracy.
Labour's Trevor Mallard, who had led his party's opposition to the bill, which enables the government to hold two postal referendums on changing the design of the country's flag. Labour was joined in opposing the bill by New Zealand First and the Greens, their 57 votes defeated by the 63 of National, the Māori Party, ACT and United Future. And Wednesday found the Māori Party across the floor, voting with the opposition, joined once by the United Future MP for Ohau, Peter Dunn, who for the second Members' Day in a row supported the passage of a Labour bill to a select committee by that slimmest of margins, 61 votes to 60. One of the main themes of Question Times this week was the state of the economy in the wake of falling dairy prices. Finance Minister Bill English rejected opposition claims of a crisis.
No, I mean, when people use the word crisis, well, the opposition should explain what that means. If they think it means dairy farmers are sitting around with their head in their hands, paralysed by low prices, then they're wrong. Actually, they're getting up every morning, out into the cold, wet weather, doing the calving, milking the cows, spending the money they need to get their production moving and get their product to world markets.
The Finance Minister's assurances buttered no parsnips for his Labour shadow, Grant Robertson.
If ever there was an image to sum up the lazy, incompetent, complacent economic management of the National Government, it was this image here from the front of the Westpac Quarterly Economic Survey released yesterday. A boat run aground, an economy run aground, Mr Speaker.
Grant Robertson was followed in Wednesday's general debate by National's Judith Collins.
My goodness, that Grant Robertson's good, isn't he? He is good. He is so good. Why isn't he the leader of the Labour Party? He has tried three times, and three times he's been rejected. And I think it's because he'll never make it with women because he calls me ginger when clearly I'm blonde. The man just doesn't get it.
Judith Collins said her family had been in dairy farming for generations.
Dairying is important, but it is actually 5% of our economy. It's not the 95% you'd think if you listen to Radio Albania, also known as Radio New Zealand.
Radio New Zealand also featured in a question on Wednesday for the Prime Minister, John Key, from Labour's David Parker.
Why does he not answer the repeated questions on Morning Report this morning about what value New Zealand received for the money paid to the Al Khalaf Group, in particular the $4 million cash payment up front?
Mr Key said he absolutely had answered the question.
What I did very accurately was start by saying this was a mess created by Labour. And unfortunately, Susie Ferguson didn't want to hear it any more than the Labour Party. But the problem is, it's true.
David Parker's application for a snap debate on the Saudi farmgate business was rejected by the Speaker, as were three opposition requests, following this announcement on Thursday by the Minister for State-Owned Enterprises, Todd McClay.
Mr Speaker, today the Board of Solid Energy has placed the company into voluntary administration.
Finally, among petitions presented this week,
petition of Tony Robson requesting that the House note that 7,329 people have signed petitions requesting that Parliament prohibit the tethering of goats on roadsides.
I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.